Hey guys, welcome back to Secondary Accounts. I know it's been a long time. I know it's been a few weeks. And I am really, really sorry about that. I've missed doing these episodes and researching these different cases for you guys, and also just for me as well, because I love learning about different things. But I guess I've just had to take a step back without kind of realizing or accepting it. To try and take care of my mental health. My mental health has, I've been spiraling, I guess, and not going up, we're going down. And I have not been doing well. And so trying to add on all these different things to my plate, especially new things that I'm not really used to while I've had so many life changes, has just made my anxiety really unbearable, and it makes me feel like I can't function normally. But I just was really inspired today to just sit down and just finally tell you this story. Granted, a couple weeks ago I mentioned that I was going to be doing this episode with my husband Brandon, but I was given the okay to do this by myself, as he is at work today, and I have no idea what our plans are later this weekend, because it is a Saturday as I'm recording this. So today is July 30th, and Brandon and I have now been married for 1 month, which is kind of crazy. Also kind of weird though, because it feels like I've just been married to him for the longest time, which is a wonderful, amazing feeling, but it's also like, wow, it's only been a month, and it's been so great, and I'm excited to see what else we have in our future. But something that wasn't so great was our honeymoon. Some of you who already know this story might be chuckling, because it's just, it's a wild ride. So I guess, a little background, Brandon and I got married Thursday, June 30th of this year, 2022, and we were going to go to Rocky Point, Mexico, Friday, July 1st, and come back on Monday, July 4th, I believe. And so we were supposed to go to Rocky Point. I've never been to Rocky Point. Brandon's been before with his family, and so he was at least familiar with it, as I am not as well traveled as he is, so he's a lot more comfortable traveling, but I am not, so I was already kind of anxious, but I was also really excited to go on this adventure with Brandon, and so everything was fine. We packed up Friday morning, and we were on the road. I had the place that we were staying pulled up on my GPS, and so we were driving. It was perfect. We just talked. We jammed out to some groovy tunes, and yeah, it was just so wonderful. And so eventually, we, like, 3.5, 4.5 hours later, we pull up to the resort where we booked at, and we pull up to the gate. So there's, okay, let me try to explain these gates, because I talk with my hands, so I'm going to be talking with my hands, but obviously you guys can't see that. So there are these big gates, which are like kind of just for show. I don't know if they're actually functional, but they're for show and they're pretty. Like, good job, resort. And then there are these pre-gates to stop you so that you can check in and then you can check out, making sure that they monitor everybody who goes in and out of the resort, you know, that type of deal. And so we go in and we pull up to those pre-gates, and we're stopped by this lady doing her job, you know, and she's like, "Hi, are you guys checking in?" Brandon says, "Yes, we are." "All right, what is the name?" "It should be under Brandon Sims." All right. "And how old are you guys?" So Brandon and I are both young. We got married young. We're both 19. We look young. And so we told her, I'm like, "We're 19. And she's like, "Oh, well, you can't stay here because you're not at least 25 or older. And that's the rule here." And we're like, "What? we didn't know this. We booked it through Airbnb. How on earth were we supposed to know this? Because it was nowhere in the description of the place that we were staying that you needed to be at least 25 years or older to stay at this resort. And so Brandon and I were both like, what the crap? Hello, we're on our honeymoon. And then luckily this lady was really nice and she let us be able to go through past the gates to be able to see if we can talk to the front desk and to be able to clear things up. Because typically when you're on your honeymoon and you tell people you're on your honeymoon, they're like, oh yeah, that's fine, whatever, like, congratulations. And so Brandon and I were both kind of just freaking out. We were told to go talk with the front desk people, so we were talking in the car and we're like, all right, let's just go and try and talk to the front desk. So we get out of the car and we're walking up to the lobby doors, and then another security guard stops us and he's like, hey, how old are you guys? And we're like, we're 19. So obviously we look young. And he's like, you guys can't stay here. And we're like, yeah, we were just told that. But we had no way of knowing this when we booked through Airbnb. Blah, 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 blah. Gave him our sitch, like, we're on our honeymoon, how are, like, what? And then he's like, I guess, since you guys aren't of age to be able to stay here, you can either go in and try and find somebody who is 25 or older to sign for you and to be held completely responsible if anything bad happens to where you're staying. And we're like, nothing bad is gonna happen, like, we don't drink, we aren't partiers, we're just there to, like, go to the beach and just hang out, you know, whatever, and to just explore Rocky Point, because I've never done that, and yeah, that was part of our plan. And I don't know, so we walk into the lobby, and there's this huge, huge line of people trying to talk to the front desk, and I saw so many people having to pull out their IDs to confirm their age and everything, and I'm like, yeah, we're not 25, so we're not going to be able to stay here. And everybody was so busy. Everybody was, like, going back and forth. We tried to talk to somebody, but in the end, we weren't able to talk to somebody. And at that point, we're like, crap, what are we going to do? So we head back out of the lobby, and the security guard guy who stopped us before we entered the lobby was like, so were you able to talk to anybody? And we're like, no, there's such a long line, everybody is busy, like, we weren't able to, so we're gonna make some calls and try to figure this out. And he's like, cool, sounds good. So we go back to our car. I'm just kind of freaking out, like, what? Like, what do we do? And eventually, we tried contacting the Airbnb host who owned one of the rooms there, and we called him, and nothing. Literally, like, there was no dialing or anything, so he didn't have service or whatever, or, yeah, we just didn't know what was going on. So we tried calling him again, nothing, again, still nothing. And then we tried calling Airbnb themselves, got onto, like, customer service, and we're like, hey, we're having trouble checking in, and we tried calling the host already, and the nice Airbnb lady was like, cool, so, like, why are you having issues? Apparently we're not old enough to stay there. And she's like, what? I've never heard of this happening before. And so, and then she was like, okay, I'm gonna try and contact the owner. I'll let you guys know, blah, 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 whatever. She hangs up, it's fine. And then I'm like, Brandon, do we call your mom? Because, so Brandon's family travels a lot. They know their stuff. They know their crap. And I don't know, just Winnie, Brandon's mom, she's in a lot of these different, like, Facebook groups, especially for Rocky Point, and thank goodness, because if not for that, then, oh my goodness, it would have been, I don't even know if it would have been better or worse. And so we call Whitney, and we're like, hey, this is what's happening, and then she's like, oh, let me do some searchings on the Facebook. And so she does. Obviously, she doesn't say that, but it's just, it's my slang. It's me telling my story. Sorry, I'm not the best at this, but whatever. It's entertaining. And so we're waiting. We're still waiting the resort parking lot. And then Whitney calls us back and she's like, hey, so I found this place that'll accept you. There is no like age requirement. It's this much. This is the cleaning fee. This is where it's at. And we were put in a group chat with the owner of the place and then with different people of the place. And we're like, cool, whatever. We're just going to go there because we need a place to stay, obviously. Granted, it is only like 3 or 4 o'clock at this time. So luckily it's not nightfall. But we're still kind of freaking out. Like, the resort that we originally booked at doesn't look like it's gonna happen. And so we found this other place. And, you know, I didn't want anything fancy or expensive because I don't really care. I'm like, as long as I'm there and I'm safe, then that's what I'm wanting. But we continue driving. And so luckily this place was like about 10-15 minutes from the resort, so it was still relatively close. We could finally see the beach, but we never went to the beach on our honeymoon. Sad face. I love the beach. So I was kind of bummed about that, but in hindsight, it's fine. Like, I lived. And so we found the place eventually, but before we found the place, we turn onto this one street and turn into this one, like, complex shared parking lot, I guess, with multiple different hotels. And we step out. And so we're in Mexico. I don't really speak much Spanish. Brandon doesn't speak Spanish. I understand a little bit when people talk Spanish, but like, I'm not fluent, obviously. I can't hold a conversation in Spanish, but here I am trying. And so one of the security guards for one of the hotels that we parked at was like, I forget the exact words, but basically she was saying, oh, there's no vacancy. And then eventually I heard 25, and I was like, 25 means 25. So no matter where we turned, places would not accept us. And so that was pretty frustrating. But then I was like, wait, I need help. I need directions. And so I was like, is this the street that we're on? In my very broken Spanish, that very nice security guard was like, oh yeah, this is where we are. You're okay. She was really nice, so shout out to her. Don't know her name. And then eventually we're like, okay, whatever. It's obviously not here, so we're gonna try driving somewhere else. And so we're walking back to our car. Then Brandon looks off, like down into the road, and he sees the sign of the place where we would be staying. I'm like, hallelujah. Thank you, Brandon, for having eyes to see. And so we pull up and we park right in front of the place. You know, it was near like a dirt lot, and we're like, okay, so do we park in the dirt lot? Do we park on the side of the road? I'm like, let's just double check that this is the place, that we have everything that we need, so that like our stuff is a bit closer to where we can pick it up from, instead of walking from the dirt lot to the place, to the dirt lot, to the place again, you know? So I was like, let's just park on the side of the road. Brandon was more hesitant about that because, I don't know, just driving in Mexico, we are not used to that. It is a little different than driving in the States, but, you know, we lived, we survived, so that's what I'm happy about. And then we go up to the gate and we open the door gate thingy and we don't see anybody. There's like these two doors and we try opening it, but they were locked and we're like, okay. Because that was supposed to be where like the lobby and stuff was, I assumed, because like we couldn't see inside. So we started walking towards like the courtyard and seeing if we could find anybody, but we still couldn't see anybody. So the owner sent a video like trying to give us a tour of the place, which was really nice and really helpful. So we were trying to follow the video tour, but then we got lost. We got lost down this corridor where rooms were just under construction. So fun fact about this place, it used to be a club, but then they renovated it so it could be like a hotel type of condo type of situation. And so it was still under construction. And you know, that's okay, I don't judge. And then eventually, as we come out of this hallway that we kind of got lost in, we see this lady, and we're like, oh my goodness, yay, it's a person. So we go up and try and talk to her, but she only speaks Spanish. And I'm like, dang it, I wish I spoke Spanish. But eventually we got to talking and found out that she just finished cleaning our room for us, which we're so grateful for. And so then she led us to our room, found it, we got the keys. Wonderful. We found where we were staying. By the way, it's just super hot and super humid in Mexico. And living in Arizona, we have a dry heat. We don't have humidity, which I'm super grateful for because I'm not the biggest fan of humidity. Granted, like, I can get used to it, but that first day, awful. We were both just sweating so much trying to walk around everywhere and trying to get used to that weather as well. But we walk into our room and, you know, it's okay. It's not the biggest room. Brandon, his first thought was like, there's no safe in here. And apparently, every hotel room needs a safe in it. Well, like, need? I don't know if need is the right word, but like, because you gotta put your passports and your wallets and stuff in a safe, so it's a little bit more protected. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that was a thing because I never noticed it whenever we stayed in hotels with my family. And so he was like, So we had this like double bed, which is fine. Like, we don't need a huge bed. There was this one couch. And so we went back out to go pick up our luggage, which we just brought our carry-ons, which is totally fine because we were just staying there for the weekend. And we brought our stuff in, set it down on the couch, and we were just trying to breathe. We're like, okay, we found a place. Whatever. We paid the cleaning lady her cleaning fee. So nice of her. She was so nice. And we were just chilling on the bed. I was turning up the AC because it was. Or turning down? Yeah, turning down because I don't want to turn up the AC because no, thank you. And we're just chilling in the room, whatever. And suddenly, the TV just randomly turns on. The TV remote was up by the TV because the TV was on a shelf on a wall and it was high up. And at first I was like, oh, did the air conditioning remote like turn it on? No, it did not. But the TV turned on to either like a Nickelodeon show or whatever. It was just a kids show and it was at full volume. And I was like, what the crap? Are you serious? Like, okay, that's kind of interesting, I guess. And yeah, I was just really frustrated and overwhelmed at this point. Brandon was really nice in trying to calm me down, and we were trying to connect the Wi-Fi because so I didn't think about doing like an international phone plan for our trip because Brandon's phone. His coverage covered Mexico. And we're like, cool, we can just use Brandon's phone. I'm okay with that. We're gonna have Wi-Fi at the hotel. We did not have Wi-Fi. We tried connecting to the Wi-Fi several times, the network never pulled up. We messaged the owner and we're like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, why don't we have Wi-Fi? No response. And let me tell you about the TV. No response. And you know, I'm like, I'm sorry to this hotel owner, but I'm also like, I'm just severely overwhelmed, so please forgive me. And at this point, Brandon gets a call on his phone, and it's an unknown number, and we're like, who would be calling? And then I was like, just answer it. Who knows? So he answers it, and it's the Airbnb host. Who would be staying, or who owned the place that where we would be staying? at the resort. And we're like, oh my gosh, yay! Like, he called us back. So he told us, I'm so sorry, like, I missed your call. I was just coming back home from Mexico, and that's why I couldn't answer your phone. I didn't have any service. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's okay. We totally get that, you know, because, you know, I don't have service, so why would I blame somebody else for not having service? And so he was talking to us. He was like, so, like, what's going on? Give me the situation. So we told him, and this nice guy was saying, okay, cool. I'm gonna try and make some phone calls, and I'll let you guys know what I can do. And we're like, yay, thank you. And so at this point, I'm like, okay, can we, like, try and talk to the hotel lady or the owner so that we can figure out the Wi-Fi so I can text my mom and so I can figure things out and see if we can figure out the TV situation. And so we go up to, like, where the lobby was. We go up to knock on the door, but right before we knock, the door opens and it's the owner. And we're like, oh my goodness, hello. She's like, hey guys. She speaks English, which I'm grateful for, because if not, then that would have been a very difficult conversation that we needed to have. And we were talking to her, asking her about the Wi-Fi. Eventually she came out to the courtyard where she had the Wi-Fi password shown, like, presented, I guess, on, like, the whiteboard and hung up on the wall. And I tried logging in, had her watch me type it in, and it just didn't work. It wasn't there. She was like, interesting. She tried getting her son to help us, and Brandon likes to make that joke where whenever the struggled moms, they always ask their sons for help. They're like, hey, what's going on? And the son was like, mom, why do you think I would know the answer? I have no idea. So that was kind of funny. We're like, hey, that happens. And we were trying to get on the Wi-Fi. Eventually she was like, you know, I have another network that I can put you guys on. So I log on to that. Great. Looks like I'm connected. I have full bars and I'm happy. I'm like, yay. We figured that out. And then we told her about the TV, and she was like, oh, okay, I'll come out to help you with that in a little bit. And we're like, okay. And so we go back to our room. We check our phones, get on the Wi-Fi. But so we're connected to the internet, but there is no Wi-Fi. Or maybe it's vice versa. We're connected to the Wi-Fi, but there's no internet connection. You know, which was kind of frustrating. Like, that was the whole point of us, like, trying to, like, be like, hey, we kind of need our Wi-Fi. But, oh well, whatever. We tried, and that was very frustrating. Then at this point, we are waiting for Michael to come back, or to call us back, and then the hotel owner to be able to come back to our room to be able to check out the TV and the TV remote. Because let me tell you about this TV. There were no buttons on the TV. Nothing. And all of the wires went through the wall. There was no way we could unplug the TV so that it would turn off. And so the volume was still so high up. And yeah, it was not fun. But eventually Brandon got invested in the movie, so that was kind of funny. But then I was getting hungry, and when I get hungry, I get hangry, you know, as a lot of us do. Brandon was also getting a little hangry, but he was so nice. Well, he was just getting hungry. He wasn't hangry. He was nice and calm. I was the hangry one. I was getting overwhelmed, and yeah, this poor guy. He's so nice for dealing with me. And so eventually we get a call back from Michael, and he's like, hey, so I called the head of security. I called the head of HOA. I called the front desk. I'm trying my hardest to be able to get you guys in, but they're just saying that you need to have somebody 25 years or older to check you in, and I just don't know why they have that rule and whatever, but he is so nice, this Airbnb guy. I don't know if I want to say his name. I know his name, but I don't know if I want to. But anywho, I'm still so very grateful for him and the hard work that he did to try and help us while we were going through this kind of difficult situation. And he was like, I'm gonna see what else I can do, but I'm sorry, it's not looking good. And we're like, okay, thank you for trying. And I was like, Brandon, can we go get food? And so, wait, before we got food, the hotel owner lady came and she checked out the TV remote, checked out the batteries. The batteries were dead. She left and came back with new batteries. And the new batteries in the remote did not work. And she was like, oh, I wonder if some of the cleaning ladies mixed up the remotes. So maybe that is a remote for another room. I was like, okay. And what are you gonna do about it? Of course, I didn't say that. I was just thinking that. I was like, okay. So what are we gonna do? She's like, okay, I'll see what we can do. I was like, okay. Cool. And at this point, it's like 5:30-ish or 5. I don't remember the time frame. It was just. What a wild ride. I think it was actually 5:30, 6-ish. Yeah. So we decided to go to this place called Luca's Chicken. Brandon's family has been there a lot and he loves it there. And we went there and it was pretty good. So the only fun fact, the only meat I eat is chicken. And so Brandon was like, there's this amazing chicken place we're going. So we went and it was amazing. It was wonderful. And so when we were sitting there after we ordered our food, we were sitting, we were just talking, and then this family comes up and they're like, "Hey, is it just you two? Is it okay if we sit over here?" And we're like, "Yeah, it's just us. You can go ahead and sit there." And I noticed the son was wearing a BYU t-shirt. And so, I just assumed because BYU or Brigham Young University is typically a school where a lot of members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints either go or we just know about that college because it's in Provo, Utah. And yeah, it's just kind of run. I don't know. It's just, I don't know the correct words. I don't want to use incorrect words because the church doesn't run that college, but people who are members of the church do. I don't know. If you guys are interested about it, just look it up. Go to the BYU homepage, look up their about page, and read about it. I'm not here to inform you about BYU. I'm not a BYU fan. I like the University of Utah. Go Utes. Anywho, so I noticed that the son is wearing the shirt, and I was like, oh, I like your shirt. And he was like, thanks. And so we were just making some small talk. They were this nice family. Eventually, we get our food, and then the Airbnb owner calls us. And he's like, hey, I think I found a way. So they're not accepting my signature digitally, but if you guys can get somebody to sign physically, I think that'll do it. And we're like, really? He was like, yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like they need or want from you. And we're like, cool, bro. And then Brandon was like, I think we just made some new friends. And I'm like, yay, I think we did too. And so we hang up with the Airbnb host and I lean over to the family and I'm like, hey, totally random question. And so they're like, okay. And I was like, what? What hotel or where are you guys staying? And they're like, oh, this place. And we're like, dang it, cool. So we're on our honeymoon. And we were originally supposed to stay at this one place, but because we aren't old enough, they aren't letting us in. The only thing that we've been told that they need from us is a signature of somebody who's 25 years or older, blah, blah, blah. We were giving them the situation. And the dad was really nice. He's like, really, that's it? That's all you need? And we're like, yeah, we already paid for everything. It's under my husband's name. And we were just like, yeah, this is our deal. This is our story. And I was like, if you want to help us, please do. But if not, don't feel bad about it. Because I do not want to like pressure people into helping. I'm just like, hey, please help me. Because I'm just trying to have this wonderful time with my husband. And it was just not so wonderful. And so we were just finishing our food. They were finishing their food, or we were making small talk. They were like, oh, so when did you guys get married? And we're like, oh, yesterday. We got married at the Gilbert Temple. And they're like, oh, it's so wonderful. And just talking, making connections, because that family was also from Arizona. So we're like, hey, oh my gosh. Hey, I don't know. Just that little bit of connection is awesome. I love being able to connect with random people, but I also have really, really bad anxiety. And so that's just kind of funny. But so we were talking, we were finishing up, and then the dad was like, no, you guys can finish your dinner. It's okay. We'll wait for you guys. And we're like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, we'll just follow you out to the resort, okay? And we're like, I almost started crying. I was like, are you serious? Catch me crying. So that was seriously so kind. And so we finished our food, and eventually we get back into our car, and we tell them what car we're in. We see what car they're in so that we can kind of like familiarize ourselves to know, okay, we're staying in this lane, they're gonna follow us, whatever, that type of deal. So we're driving to the resort. At this point, it's like 7:15-ish. So we pull up to the gates, and then the dad gets out of his car and then comes in our car, and he pretends to be our uncle for the day. Shout out to him. We love him. We're so grateful for him and his family for their sacrifice of their vacation time to be able to try and help us out. And so we pull up to the gate and we're like, hi, we're checking in. And the guy was like, the security guard, he was like, all right, and what's your room number? And we're like, we don't know. We checked in through Airbnb, and he's like, okay, what is the reservation under? We're like, it will be under Brandon Sims. And he's like, okay, and what's your room number? And we're like, we don't have our room number. And apparently he was having a difficult time trying to find us, because either we were crossed off of the list or whatever. I don't know. But then eventually another security guard comes out. And at this point in time, the Airbnb host calls us, and we're like, hey, so fun fact, we actually met this really nice family at a restaurant. They agreed to come down and help sign us in. We actually just pulled up to the gate right now. At this point, this second security guard comes over, and he's like, I know exactly who you guys are, and you're not allowed to come in. And we're like, what? And then the dad from the other family, our fake uncle for the day, he's like, what do you mean? Like, you said you just needed somebody 25 years or older to be able to sign them in. I'm here to do that. We have the owner on the phone. So this nice dad and the owner on the phone, they're fighting for us. And so the security guard, we find out, is the head of security. And when we're like, we have the owner on the phone with us, here, talk to him. And we go to hand the phone to the security guard. He takes a step back, puts his hands by his head, and he's like, nope, I don't want to talk to him. I'm done talking to him. This is my place. You guys aren't allowed to stay here. And Brandon and I just kind of look at each other and we're like, what the crap? So we're just kind of in this big shamble. We're all trying to talk, just kind of arguing. We're trying to be respectful and everything. We're like, we have permission from the owner of the place that we are staying. And the security guard was like, yeah, that doesn't matter. And so the owner got pissed at that. He's like, what do you mean it doesn't matter? Like, I own that place. I can rent it out to whoever I want to. I trust these people. And so we're just trying to talk and figure things out. But then the security guards are like, hey, can you guys like move forward, I guess. And so, remember when I was talking about the big fancy gates and the pre-gates? So the pre-gates, there's space between the entry and the exit, so we were just kind of in the middle there, because somebody pulled up behind us, somebody who was checked in and somebody who was allowed to stay there, got to be able to go through and to stay at their place. Good for them. I'm jealous of you. And so Brandon and I pull off to the middle of the pre-gates, and we're just kind of there, still talking to the security guards, and they're like, okay, they ask us, can you please pull out of the gate here so that we can just have more space here for everybody coming in and coming out? And we're like, okay, fine, whatever. And so Brandon starts turning and we get out of the gate. And we're like, we're still on the phone with the Airbnb owner. Our fake uncle for the day is still in the backseat of our car. He's still fighting for us. The owner is fighting for us. The security guards are ignoring us, but keeping a very close eye on us. But then the security guard, the first one that we talked to, not the head of security, but the first one we talked to, points at Brandon through the car window, you, and then he just moves his finger like, come here. And so Brandon steps out of the car. And so, fun fact about the car that we took, there has been a scrape on there for years. For years. We've known this. The security guard thought we hit the gate. And so at this point, when Brandon was out of the vehicle, I started crying. Because at this point, I was severely overwhelmed, and I knew something was wrong. And I knew, like, oh my gosh, are we gonna get arrested? Like, what's going on? And we were just, I was very, very scared. And the Airbnb owner was asking, like, hey, what's going on now? And I'm like, I was trying to talk to him, but I was just crying. And so our fake uncle grabbed the phone and was talking to him, and then Brandon comes back in the car, and they're like, and Brandon tells me he thinks I hit their gate and now it's broken, and now he's telling that I need to pay to fix it. And I'm like, what? The fake uncle, what? The security guards are just standing there with their arms crossed, and they just look kind of smug, and they're also kind of frustrated at this whole situation. I'm frustrated too, just let me in. And at this point, like, I stopped my tears, I stopped it for a little bit, and I put on my death glare, because apparently I have a really scary death glare. Don't mess with me when I have death glare. And I step out of the car, I take pictures of our front bumper, and I go to the gate and I take pictures, and I see nothing. I'm like, that's suspicious. But I took pictures, because something that I've always been informed, if you are ever in any type of car accident, no matter where you are or who did what, take pictures, because who knows what's gonna happen after you leave the premises. Who knows if they're gonna try and make it worse than what it actually was. And so, remembering that piece of information, I was like, I'm gonna take some pictures. So I took pictures. And then I got back in the car, and I was just sitting there with my arms crossed, too. And I'm just kind of pissed. I'm kind of fuming. Luckily, I'm not hangry anymore, but I'm still angry. And then eventually, I'm just like, whatever, I'm done. And so our fake uncle steps out of the car, and he's like, hey, please don't let this ruin your trip. And we're like, okay. Brandon was busy talking to the Airbnb host and also to the security guard, so he was talking to me. I love this fake uncle. And so he was talking to us, and his wife steps out of the car, and she's like, are you okay? And I just shake my head, because I just didn't want to say anything, but I was like, thank you so much. He got my number so that he could check in on us, and he's like, hey, so if you guys still need a place to stay, we have an extra room that you guys can have. And we're like, what? Thank you. And so I was crying again. And eventually they left. So very grateful for them and their time and their energy and their willingness to help us out. And so eventually a car behind us needs to get out of the gate, because the security guards were like, hey, you guys need to pull up a little bit more. And we're like, okay, fine, whatever. Can we just leave? But I was nervous about leaving because, I don't know, I didn't know if they were going to take pictures of our license plate and have, and then call the police and have them come after us. I didn't know. My sister likes to read different horror stories about families going down to Mexico and like all the bad things that happened to them. And so I was just nervous about that. Granted, I wasn't nervous about that the entire trip, but I was just nervous at the thought of us driving away and them having had written down our license plate number and us possibly getting arrested. So I was not happy about that. And they pull us forward and we see the pre-gate, the one that we were told was broken, open and close. So at this point, Brandon and I knows, we know that it is not broken. We just witnessed it open and close, perfectly fine. And we're like, then the head of security guard comes back up to the driver window and he's like, okay, since I just had to fix the gate, don't worry about it. You still hit our gate. You still broke it, but I fixed it. So just don't worry. And we're like, okay. And then the Airbnb host is like, okay, you guys just need to get out of there. Tell them if they have any issues to just call me and I will cover the cost. And we're like, thank you. And so we tell that to the head security guard and we drive away. And we're done. We're done at the resort. So we come back to the little place that we managed to find. We go back to our room, and at this point it's about 8 o'clock. The sun is starting to dip under the horizon and it was just dark, and but it was still light out, you know, it's like that little basically dark but still has some light in it. And fun fact about our room, we had a screen door, then we had the door, but you can't close both of them at the same time because the door handles bump into each other. So the security door seemed a lot more secure to us than the door, but something I did not mention to you guys earlier was that this previous club that was now a hotel slash condo type of place was surrounded by different clubs on all four sides. And so since the night was falling, since it was a Friday night, the clubs were starting. And at this point, both Brandon and I are just very emotionally exhausted. And instead of closing our security screen door, we closed door to try and help block out the noise, if any. We are both so exhausted. We go back in the room and the TV is still on, but somehow, miraculously, the volume is off. I have no idea how or why the volume was turned off, but I'm so very grateful that it was. So Brandon and I just lay on the bed and we just cry. We just break down because we're not very confrontational type of people. We're more like, okay, whatever. If it happens, it happens. But at this point, we need to be confrontational because of what was happening, because of our situation. And we were just very tired. And Brandon was like, I just want to try and go to sleep. And I was like, how are we going to be able to go to sleep? But okay. So we turn off the light. The light of the TV is still on. So we try and go to sleep. At about 11 o'clock, I'm still wide awake at this point. Occasionally I would hear Brandon slip into a snore. But then he'd wake up very quickly. And whenever he would be snoring, I'd be like, why is he asleep and not me? So I was jealous of him. And then at about 11 o'clock, I had this idea. What if we put towels over the TV? Because the TV is still on. It is very bright. It is illuminating our entire room. And so we decide to put towels over the TV. One towel doesn't work, two towels doesn't work, and the third towel finally blocks out the light, so we have a dark room. Yay. So we try and go back to sleep, and then a little before midnight, I'm still awake, Brandon's still awake, and we're like, let's just do a quick little video tour of our room. And so the video tour of our room is just me in my PJs. We show the bathroom door, because the bathroom door, one of the corners had to be cut because there was something in the way so that it could close. And so that was cut. The bathroom toilet handle was broken, so it was just hanging limp. Think of like a dead fish, like blah, 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 blah. It's just hanging limp. And so we're just giving the tour of our small room. You know, it wasn't fancy. We knew it wasn't fancy. And I was okay with that. I didn't want anything fancy. It was just, I don't know. I'm really grateful that we were able to find a place to stay, because we were not going to sleep in our car. And if we had tried driving back home, who knows if we would have made it when the border was still open, because the border closes at a specific time. And so we just decided, okay, we're staying the one night. We're gonna see how we feel in the morning, see how this night goes, to be able to know if we want to stay or go. Because, you know, it was our honeymoon. We wanted to try and enjoy it the best we could, but that was really difficult too. And so we try to go back to bed. Still dark, but it's so loud. There, like, all of the wall decorations, there was a mirror, I swear it was gonna fall off. The bass was so loud, I felt it in every part of my body. The bed was moving because of the bass, the mirror was moving, all the wall decorations were moving, and I just, no, how can you sleep like that? And it was just a very, very difficult time to fall asleep. And eventually, well, throughout the night, we would hear 3, 2, 1, woo! And like the DJ cheering. We heard the song "To the Window, to the Wall" several times throughout the night. I hate that song. I never listened to it all the way until this trip, and I regret listening to it, but I had no choice in the matter. And yeah, so we just would hear people screaming occasionally, people partying. Great, good for them. So at around 3 or 4 in the morning the next day, the music turns off. Hallelujah. And so the border opened up at 6 a.m., so Brandon and I were kind of like, let's leave at 6 so we can leave as fast as we can, because at this point, we both were very much awake, and we're both like, yeah, I can't handle this another night. And so we went to sleep, woke up at 6. Brandon is our designated driver, because he is a lot more comfortable behind the wheel than I am. I hate driving. Driving gives me such bad anxiety. So he was really nice and drove, but he was still tired, you know, because he only got like 2 hours of sleep. So we went back to sleep. I woke up at 9. Brandon was in bed until like 10. He desperately needed that sleep. I packed my crap up, even though we'd never unpacked. I was just picking up some things. I was like, okay, I'm changing out of my dirty clothes, whatever. And then we started driving. Well, no, let me tell you about this though. So we messaged the owner and we're like, hey, thank you so much for letting us be able to stay here. We decided we're only going to stay here for the one night. Is there a way that we can get refunded for the 2 other nights? Or whatever, blah, blah, blah. We tried to find the owner to be able to give the keys back, but we couldn't find her. So eventually we were just waiting outside the lobby for like 15 to 20 minutes, just waiting, but we didn't hear anything back from her. So then we go back to our room, put the keys underneath the mirror. We take a picture so that we have a timestamp of when we left the keys there in case anybody tries to accuse us of anything. And then we head out to our car. And then we get a message, and she's like, oh, no, we can just upgrade your room if you'd like to, so you can still stay here, and blah, blah, blah. And we were already on the road at this point. Brandon and I were driving. We were driving away from there. We were like, no more. No more Rocky Point. And so we were driving, We get through the border just fine. They barely check our passports because, I don't know. People just assume that since we're white, we're American citizens, and we are citizens, but that, I don't know. I don't like the racial profiling, so I'm just like, just check it like you would anybody else, please. But anyhow, so we got through the border just fine. They were like, do you have a cooler in there? And we're like, nope. And they're like, cool, just head on through. So we were going, and we were driving, and I got service back, and I texted my mom. I was like, hey, so we're heading back home, blah, blah, blah. And then my sister texts me, and she is such a queen. She is an angel. I love my sister. And she was like, hey, so when me and my husband got home from our honeymoon, we didn't have any food. And so since you and Brandon are coming home a bit early, I'm assuming you guys don't have food, so I can go ahead and do like a Walmart delivery order and have it at your house by this and this time. And we're like, that sounds perfect. Seriously, what an angel. I didn't even think about that because Brandon and I were planning on going grocery shopping on the Monday when we came back. But luckily, my sister thought of this so that we didn't have to worry about it. And we eventually stop at a gas station on the American side. We fill up our car with gas. Then we see this cute little restaurant and we're like, oh my goodness, why not try this place to eat? But it was closed. And we're like, seriously? So we eventually went to McDonald's. And then we drove home. And yeah, that's the story of our honeymoon. We call it our honeymoon horror story because it was awful. People are like, wow, that's like, I know it's not the worst honeymoon ever, but it's the worst one I've ever heard. And yeah, but seriously, I'm so grateful that I was able to be with Brandon during this experience, because if I was with anybody else, then oh, bless them, because I don't know, Brandon knows how to calm me down and knows how to handle my emotions, and so I'm really grateful for that. And well, yeah, that's our story. I know this wasn't a true crime story, but you know, it is a story. And I know this is secondary accounts, even though I just told a primary account story, please forgive me, but I really hope you guys enjoyed this. I probably won't be posting about it because we literally don't have any pictures from our honeymoon. I'll see if I can upload the video of me giving a tour of the place, but I don't know because it's also just kind of funny, but it also would be funny to share it, but I don't know. We'll figure that out. But, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed listening. I hope it made you laugh, and I hope it was like, wow. So if you are under the age of 25 and you're planning on staying in a lot of resorts in Rocky Point, no, you can't. You can't. I'm sorry to break the news for you, but you can't. But, yeah. Yeah, so I guess, good thing that we were able to have. So we went on Brandon's side of the family. We did a family trip to St. Thomas, and that was the most fun trip. Like, we went diving 7 times because I recently got scuba certified. Woo! And that was just so much fun. I love marine life. I love everything that comes with that. And so it was just absolutely gorgeous there. I've never been to like an island before. I love the island life, and just it was so wonderful, so beautiful. I hope you guys enjoyed this video. I'll see you guys when I post sometime again. I don't want to say when specifically. I just am trying to take care of my mental health. So thank you for being understanding with that. Yeah, I guess I'll see you guys next time. Bye.